This is the Bon Jovi, I don't even know what to call this, another quiz, let's just call it. I'm not going to make it all fancy. So the reason that I've done a separate quiz is I think Dominic, you got, I don't know, like 19 out of 20 or however many questions are done on the last one. You got like one wrong or something. So what a lot of people have asked me for is, can you do one with them? And obviously to get a message off you saying you'll do a podcast and a quiz, I thought, right, I've got to write some stuff down here. So I've tried to not make it too over the top with like things that are just going to be like ridiculously obscure, and that I've kind of tried to be as fair as possible with a lot of stuff. So there's a few easy ones, there's a few that you probably won't know, there's a few that I don't know but you'll definitely get, so we'll just see how it goes.
All right,
so there's 20 questions. What I'll do is I'll let you pass or whatever, and then we can go back to them, and then if you get them right, I'll put a tick or a cross, but I won't tell you till the end how many you got right, because okay. What we'll do is I'll end the recording, and the ones that you got right, I'll tell you separately, so
all right,
people can try this okay. quiz as well. So, question number one, what album was Andreas Carlsson credited in for several songs?
Pretty sure it was the Bounce record.
Final answer?
Yes.
Okay. Living on a Prayer was the first UK top 10 single, but what was the next one after that?
Well, that's tough to ask for someone who's not from the UK.
I know.
So I guess Bad Name didn't hit the top 10. I can't see one of either. I'd say I'll Be There For You.
Okay, final but answer, yeah.
Taking a shot here, yeah.
Okay. In 2003, what city did Bon Jovi open the European tour for the Bounce tour?
Oh dear God, I should know that. I'm hoping it was in Germany, but I'm actually not. No, wait, did they start in Spain? I think they started in Spain. So it was Barcelona. Could have been Madrid. I think Barcelona was the first one.
Okay,
Barcelona. I'll go with Barcelona.
Okay. Yeah. In what year did John make an appearance in Moonlight and Valentino?
95.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Who co-wrote One Wild Night with John and Richie?
I'm hoping it was Desmond Child, because I don't know any other of their co-writers. Now, Billy Falcon was later. Unless it's an obscure one who I don't know. I'm going with Desmond Child.
Okay. Who produced the second album, 7800 Fahrenheit?
It was Lance Quinn again, the one who also did the first one.
Okay. What role did John Bon Jovi play in U571?
He was a Marine officer, but not sure if his name was told. I know he was blown up by a rocket from the U-boat at some point from a submarine, but dive officer.
Okay. Question 8. Who co-wrote Undivided with John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora?
No way. I can't go for Desmond Child again, so maybe Andreas Carlsson. I really don't know that one.
Okay. What is Richie Sambora's middle name?
Richard Adam.
What category did John win a Golden Globe in 1991?
Probably best movie soundtrack, because it was A Blaze of Glory. Yeah, best movie. For a movie or soundtrack.
What was John's profession in the movie Moonlight and Valentino?
He was a painter.
Okay, just get these up. Who was guest guitarist on Richie's first album?
Eric Clapton on Mr. Bluesman.
What Bon Jovi video was banned by MTV?
Living in Sin.
What year did John Bon Jovi join the cast on Ally McBeal?
Two thousand and one.
2001. which talk show did Bon Jovi make a $1 million donation or $1 million donation? What was the talk show that they done it to?
No idea. I really, no idea. Never heard of that. So,
got a pass or a wild guess?
Wild guess.
It's a popular show.
Was it a UK show?
No.
Was it a UK show or US?
US.
I don't know that many US shows. I'd have to go for something like The Tonight Show, but yeah, Tonight Show, but okay. It probably wasn't at all.
Tripping over my own feet, trying to walk to my own beat are the lyrics from which Bon Jovi song?
Story of My Life.
Okay. Which film influenced the song title, Thank You for Loving Me?
It was something with Brad Pitt. I know the film was from 98, I think.
Yeah.
And can't remember the title. I just really know it was from then. It was John said that Brad Pitt said the line in the movie. No, I can't remember the title. Probably had a different name in Germany anyway. So.
do you want me to pass and we come back to it, or do you not? No, I think you'll get it.
The horrible thing is that for our touring website, I actually wrote the album trivia for Crush and I looked it up back then, but it was with this, in Germany it's called Rendezvous with Joe Black, something with Joe Black. I don't know if that's the UK title for it, but I'll just go for that.
Okay. Where was the Crush Tour DVD filmed?
The Crush Tour?
The DVD.
Zurich, Switzerland.
What was the name that John thought was hilarious for the band named Skid Row? So we came up with a name.
Skip Road. He said Skip Road. That was, I think it was on New Jersey, the videos where they were sitting in the dressing room and joking about that.
And then question 20. When did John Bon Jovi first play with Bruce Springsteen?
I'm not sure if the year is known. It was with the Atlantic City Expressway, so I'd say something like 1978 or even earlier. It was down at the Fastlane somewhere. Where it was Atlantic City Expressway. I'm not sure if it's been documented or the year is known, but I'll go for 1978. Because John was 15 or 16 at the time, and they had him always sing right next to the exit, so if the police came in, they could bail him out. Yeah. Off the stage.
So that's 20. So I will tell you how many you've got, and then we'll go through them after. So you got 12 out of 20.
Not too bad
at all, to be fair. There's a couple that you'll definitely know. Probably want to tell you the answers as well, I think.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I'll pause this, so obviously anyone else can have a go, and then I'll go through these with you. So again, thanks for taking part in the quiz.
My pleasure.
And I'll tell you the answers to your ones now.